little sort of a session going here.
I'm rocking bumping tables and record labels. Can y'all feel that?
Listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
You never know when the signal's gonna hit.
Yeah.
Love there that's sleeping. Quincy Buckingham!
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
It is poison, fills my heart.
like a sewer rat. Alone, but I sin. Bought like a crust of bread, but oh, do I win. Seldom stumble, never crumble. Try to tumble, life's a rumble. Feel the stinging I've been given, never ending, unrelenting. Heartbreak searing, always fearing, never caring, persevering. Sail on, sail on, sail. I worked the sea wave, the gale swept sea wave, past shipwrecked daughter of wicked water, uninspired, drenched and tired. Must I blunder? There's no wonder all I'm under. Stop the crying and the lying and the sighing and my dying.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? Or a 14-year-old girl who signs up to every after-school activity not to make friends, but just to get something to eat? Or a retiree who fell ill and had to choose
between getting medicine or groceries.
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Your smile blows the dust away, melts me into the child I used to be. I see light stream across the floor. You walk towards an open door and beckon me. I stand right by your side, saying please. When you lead me down by the water's edge, I leap the thorny hedge, come clean. I don't know why nobody. you've shown me the way to heal. Now I must make it real. Make it real.
We'll be right back. going down. I got the music. Y'all can abuse it, it's a day. I'm gonna abuse it.
Always look forward to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio.
With your host,
FR, 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 FR.
Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM
and live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio, only here on WMFO.
Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty when you call me. Down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy, when you call me, you can call me out. Call me out.
Swimming against the tide. Sunburn on a northern Irish man's life, a revelation in itself. You're the sweetest surprise.
Hey everybody, this is the Tim Blaine Band, and when we're not running through the streets naked, we're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford!
We're not that far along, so we'll put on a face.
So that it would get better someday. She graduated on Friday and got married the next day. No time to stop and think with a kid on the way. But she's free to dream about it, but she can't seem to get around it. And I don't know she'll ever find a home. He was stuck on a bar stool, and she was just out of high school. She didn't care very much, but he was something to hold on to. She didn't want a boyfriend. No need to go through that again. She was looking for something to get her out of this mess that she's in. Cause she's free to dream about it, but she can't seem to get around it. And I don't know if she'll ever